Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the first board meeting of 2021. Happy New Year to all of you. It's really too late to wish that now on the 26th. Anyway, let's get started. We start with the work plan update, and I give the floor to Nili.
Yes, thank you, Hans, and good morning, everyone. Agenda paper eight provides an update on the board's work plan since its last update in October 2020. There are three points I'd like to highlight for you, and then I'll turn the table over to you for discussion. The first point is just to flag paragraph 15B about the proposed taxonomy update on IS1, IS8, and the practice statement two on materiality. Normally, proposed taxonomy updates are balloted concurrently with the balloting of the related final standards. However, the due process handbook contemplates that the balloting can be done in a way that's not concurrent if making it concurrent would result in a delay in the issuance of amendments to final standards. And so we have that case here where our amendments to IS8, IS1, and the practice statement will be ready for publication in February, but the proposed taxonomy update will not be ready until April. The paper says March, but it is now April. So just wanted to make you aware that there is that time difference. The second point is in paragraph 16, we note that we continue to monitor the timetables and stakeholder concerns about capacity, just given the large volume of consultations and all the difficulties with COVID-19. We wrote this paper based off of information that we had towards the end of the year. However, as you know, COVID-19 challenges continue to change quite rapidly. So although we don't have any changes to report to the timetables right now, other than the proposed taxonomy update that I just mentioned, we are continuing to monitor the situation, and it could be the case that we may come to you in future meetings recommending changes to the timetables based off of how things progress with COVID. And then finally, on the subject of changes to the COVID-19 situation, we are appreciative. We had received some feedback from some stakeholders who observed the prolonged nature of the pandemic, maybe resulting in the granting of rent concessions beyond what the board originally expected when it issued its amendments in May 2020 to IFRS 16 to provide relief to the accounting for COVID-19-related rent concessions. So because of the prolonged nature of COVID, we plan to hold a special board meeting in early February to discuss whether the board should add an urgent project to its work plan to update one of the conditions for a rent concession to qualify for relief. And this is the condition that the reduction affect only payments originally due on or before the 30th of June 2021. So stay tuned for that, but we just wanted to make you aware that we will be holding this session in early February to discuss this matter. I'll turn the floor over to you. Does anyone have any questions or comments?
That doesn't seem to be the case. So I think then we can turn to the IFRIC update.
Okay,
Who is
thank
going
you.
to give us the IFRIC update? Javed?